Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an Amen style break, warp it so it locks to tempo, then build a one bar switch up that feels like proper drum and bass arrangement. Fast, intentional, and slightly feral right before the next phrase. And we're going to give it that crunchy, old sampler texture using only Ableton Lev 12 stock tools. The big goal here isn't just to make a cool fill, it's to make bar 16 feel like a warning shot so bar 17 feels like a drop. Even if you didn't change anything else. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo to something D&B friendly, 170 to 175 BPM. I like 174 as a starting point. Now go to arrangement view. Make two audio tracks. Name the first one break main. Name the second one break switch up. Turn on the metronome. If you like a bit of breathing room when you hit play, set a one bar count in. Now drag your Amen loop or any classic jungle break onto break main. Down at the bottom in clip view, turn warp on. Ableton will guess the seg BPM. Quick reminder, that number is a suggestion, not the truth. In breakbeat music, your ears are the truth. Now we find the real downbeat. Zoom into the very start of the clip and look for the first clear kick transient. When you find it, right-click right on that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. This step is huge. If 1.1.1 is wrong, everything you do later will feel like it's fighting the track. Next, make sure the loop length is correct. If it's a one bar break, it should loop from 1.1.1 to exactly 2.1.1. If it's a two bar break, it should end at 3.1.1. Adjust the clip's loop brace or the clip end so it's exact. Then play it against the metronome. You're listening for whether the main hits feel like they land where your head expects. Now choose a warp mode. For breaks, start with beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Then adjust the envelope. Try somewhere around 10 to 25 milliseconds. If you go lower, it gets tighter and crunchier, but you may get clicks. Higher gets smoother but can smear the energy. Here's the rule of thumb. Beats mode usually keeps that punch and snap you want for drum and bass. Complex Pro can be smoother, but it can soften the transients. So only jump to Complex Pro if beats mode is giving you nasty artifacts you can't tame. Next, groove locking, but with a light touch. If the break drifts or the snare feels late or early, add warp markers only where you need them. Think major anchors, kicks and snares, not every hi-hat. If you warp every little transient, you can end up with that watery, facey over-warped sound. A good target is making the main snare anchors feel solid. And a coach note here, warp feel is more important than warp perfection. Breaks have character because they push and pull a little. Don't grit police the life out of it. Once it loops tight, we're ready to build our switch-up lane. Duplicate that same clip from break main onto break switch-up. You can just copy and paste it, or option drag it. Now decide where the switch-up happens. The classic move is the last bar of a 16-bar phrase. So in your arrangement, let break main play from bar 1 through bar 15. Then on bar 16, place the break switch-up clip. And make sure the main break is muted during bar 16 so you're not hearing both at once. The arrangement should feel like bars 1 to 15. Stable groove, teach the listener what normal is. Bar 16, break the rules. Bar 17, reset, and it hits harder because of the contrast. Now we build the actual switch up. Keep it one bar. That limitation is your friend. Click the clip on break switch up and zoom into bar 16. We'll use three techniques, slicing and reordering, stuttering, and a couple of pitch tape hit moments. Technique 1, slice and reorder. Turn your grid on. Start splitting the audio on key transients. Use the split shortcut, Command E on Mac, Control E on Windows. Make maybe 6 to 10 slices. You're looking for useful pieces, a snare hit, a kick hit, a little hat run, a ghost note moment. Don't go crazy yet, because too many cuts too early gets messy. Now rearrange just a few slices. Try moving one snare earlier to create a rush into the end of the bar. Try repeating a small hat slice 2 to 4 times to make a stutter. And here's a super effective move. Create a tiny gap before the final hit. Literally leave a 1/16 or even a 1/32 of silence right before bar 17. That micro-silence makes the next downbeat sound bigger without you touching the volume. While you're doing this, listen for clicks. If you hear clicks, add tiny fades on the slices. In Ableton, you can drag the fade handles on the clip edges. Quick micro fades solve like 90% of annoying click problems. Also, after you do heavy slicing, do a punch check. If the kick suddenly loses weight, you might be repeating a slice that includes a kick tail and it's causing little phase weirdness. Swap the slice, add fades, or avoid repeating low-end tails. Technique 2. Stutter the last half bar. Find the last half of bar 16, from 16.3.1 to 17.1.1. Split it into smaller chunks, like 1/16 notes. Then pick 2 or 3 chunks and repeat them rapidly. This is that classic roll-up energy. It's like you're grabbing the break and shaking it for a second. Again, if it gets clicky, add quick fades. Don't be afraid to make the slices slightly different lengths, too. Sometimes the imperfect stutter sounds more human and less like a copy-paste machine gun. Technique 3. Pitch hits for that sampler vibe. Pick 1 snare slice, or maybe a short 1/8 chunk with a snare in it. In clip view, adjust pitch. Try pitching a snare down by 3 to 7 semitones. That gives you weight, like the break fell through the floor for a second. Then try pitching a tiny hat or texture slice up by 3 to 7 semitones to add tension. Keep it tasteful. 1 to 3 pitch moments and the bar is plenty. The switch up should still feel like the same drummer. A good way to keep it connected is to keep one identity element constant, like a steady hat texture or ghost note bed underneath, while the main hits do the fancy stuff. Now we've got the edit. Let's make it crunchy. We'll put a stock device chain on break switch up that gives old sampler energy without destroying the punch. First, add redux. Set downsample around 3.0 as a starting point, somewhere in a 2 to 6 range depending on how savage you want it. Set bit reduction around 12 bits, anywhere from 10 to 14. Then set dry/wet around 30%, somewhere in the 20 to 40 range. You're aiming for audible grit, not sandstorm hi-hats. If the hats turn into white noise, reduce downsample, or pull dry/wet down. Next, add saturator. Set drive to around 4 dB, anywhere from 2 to 6. Turn on soft clip. If you want extra bite, try analog clip mode. Saturator after redux is great, because it glues the digital crunch into something that feels printed. Next, add drum bus. Add a little drive, something like 5 to 15%. Add crunch around 10 to 25%. Be careful with boom on breaks. Either keep it off, or super subtle, like 0 to 10%, because it can get woofy fast. If your transients got dulled by warping or the crunch, push the transients control up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20. Subtle is the key. Too much and it becomes spitty. Then add EQ8. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz, because breaks don't need sub. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's harsh, do a small cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Now here's a teacher move. Don't leave the crunch on all the time. Make the fill special. Automate the redux dry/wet and slash or the drum bus crunch so it rises into bar 16, or only hits during bar 16. That way the switch up gets nasty, but your main groove stays clean and punchy. Next, we make it land with arrangement automation. This is the secret sauce. First automation idea, a filter sweep. Add auto filter on your drum group or directly on the break bus. Set it to low pass. At the start of bar 16, set the cutoff fairly open, like 12 to 18 kHz. Then sweep it down so by the end of the bar you're closer to 3 to 6 kHz. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 20%, but don't let it whistle. You want tension, not a sci-fi laser. Second automation idea, a reverb throw on the last snare. Create a return track with reverb. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Set pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then EQ the reverb so it doesn't get boomy. High pass around 200 Hz either inside the reverb if available, or with an EQ after it. Now automate the send so only the last snare slice gets a quick spike of reverb. The rest stays dry. That's what makes it sound intentional and pro, instead of washed out. Third idea, commit to the tiny gap. Remove the last 1/16 before bar 17, or fade out the last hit quickly. Silence is a mix trick and an arrangement trick at the same time. It makes the drop feel louder without actually increasing loudness. Now, optional but extremely authentic, the resample method. If you want it to sound like it went through a box, print it. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Print. Set its input to resampling, solo break switch up and record 1 or 2 bars. Now take that recorded audio and drag it into Simpler. Set Simpler to slice mode. Slice by transient. Now you can re-trigger slices like an old school chopped break workflow. Even if you don't play it live, this step alone often gives a psychological shift. It feels like a printed, handled piece of audio instead of a clip you're still editing. Before we wrap, let's hit common problems quickly. If your break sounds facey or watery, you probably overwarped it. Use fewer warp markers. Warp only the main hits. If redux turns your hats into sand, lower downsample or reduce dry/wet. If your switch up doesn't feel like the same drummer, Reuse slices from the same break and keep a consistent underlying element, like the hat pulse or ghost notes. If the fill is busy but not impactful, add the micro silence and automate one strong effect, like the filter sweep or the reverb throw. Impact is contrast, not just density. If the low end gets messy, high pass the break at 30 to 45 Hz and avoid heavy boom in drum bus. One last beginner timing hack. If your fill feels like it leans forward in a bad way, try nudging the whole switch up back by 5 to 15 milliseconds using track delay. It can keep the aggression while making it sit properly. Now here's your 10-minute practice challenge. Pick any MN style loop, warp it using beats mode, preserve transients, envelope around 15 milliseconds. Create a 1-bar switch up that includes one stutter using 1/16 repeats, one pitch edit like -5 semitones on a Serre slice, and one silence gap of 1/16 right before the next downbeat. Add redux at about 30% wet and drum bus crunch around 15% on the switch up only. Arrange it as 15 bars main, 1 bar switch up, then restart on bar 17. Then bounce a quick loop and listen. The question is, does bar 16 feel like a warning shot before the next phrase?